Yeah, thank you. So now we are on Simon Kuftzadi Dala Dini Geisis also not a pleasant subject. How far are we going on this one, Naftali?
Aleph through your Aleph.
Cool. It's always Thursday nights. Okay. So Dine Geisis Shmiras means somebody who's dying. And then Shmira, like we said the other day, we're going along the life cycle here. So we just finished with Chayla. After Chayla is Geisis. And then after Geisis is Shmira on the Mace. Obay Yud Beis Sifen. So a Geisis, Pirish, what's a Geisis? Pirish, Hamayla Lecha Begroinoi, Bepnei Tzaras Hachaza. He's getting phlegm in his throat because the chest is tight. And that's what happens close to death. The lashon geisus who lashon megis, but kader, it's the lashon of somebody mixing a pot. That the phlegm is going around in his throat. Kamayah megis, the same way that you when you mix a pot, so the liquid gets moved all around. What's the status of a geisus? Geisus is considered alive and for everything, meaning he's considered totally alive. You're not allowed to touch him. Anybody who touches a geisus is as if he's killing him. What's it similar to? If you have a candle that's sort of dripping. Where it's flickering, Shekivin right? When you have that flame that's about to go out, and you touch it, you're gonna end up putting it out even faster, which is not a good thing. So even though he may be a geisus for a long time, it's a big tzar to him and to his relatives. You cannot cause them to die faster. Going to take out the pillow. Or the mattress from under him, machmas, asamisa. So some people say that the feathers from the birds can cause the death from coming on. I lost him after knesses, or to take the keys of the shul to put it under his head. There's also another school for that. Calls us also to do any of those type of things is also because you end up touching him. But if there's something that's causing the yitzia of the patira for the meaning, it's causing it not to take place. That you're allowed to remove. Same as a maisa, you're not doing a maisa. You're removing what's stopping him from dying. When you're not holding on to him. This is a loaded topic. Right? Meaning, what exactly are you allowed to do for somebody who's dying? Do you have to give IV? Can you stop IV? Can you stop antibiotics? Do you give more morphine? All these are all very, very complicated shilas. And each case is totally different than the next. Fine. Bays. Even though you're not allowed to touch a geisus, so let's say a fire breaks out. So then you say, well, I can't move him because maybe I'm killing him. So you don't leave him there. I'm going to see him. And he comes even before saving Sifrei Torah. Right? Meaning, you'd think, well, he's dying anyways. This would be the American attitude. He's dying anyways, so why should we lose the Sifrei Torah and save him? Let's just let him die and we'll save the Sifrei Torah. No, that's not the way it works. He is considered full-fledged alive, just like anybody else. Anybody standing by geisus, you have to make sure that he doesn't stick out any of his limbs outside the bed. That's when Yaakov died. He pulled up his legs to the mita. You should put chairs by the bed so that he shouldn't be able to stick his hand or his foot outside of the bed, right? But if he does stick out his hand, you can't touch him to put him back, because, like we said, you're not allowed to touch a geisus. If since a person is about to die, nobody's allowed to leave him. You can't leave him alone. Right, but it sounds like that's only if there's nobody else there. There's other people there that you can. Shaloi person shouldn't die when he's alone. Because the body, the nefesh, is mishtaimem, is going crazy when it goes out from the guf. It's actually a mitzvah to be by somebody when he's passing away. It's best to have 10 people there. And you shouldn't be isaac chasam shalom. That's the safe we quoted before. And the meaning is to light candles in front of the geisus. Hey, after his neshama goes out, they put a by his nose a feather. Then if it doesn't move, so then you know that he's dead because he's not breathing. Because if his nose is not pushing out any wind to move the feather, so he's dead. But you do a shemesh. I'm sorry, that's when you open the windows, because when somebody dies, it's supposed to open up all the windows. Favelim say tzidukadin. Then they actually say Dayan Emes with Baruch Atah Hashem, Makarim Kedin, and Sheyisbar, and they tear Kriya the way we're going to say in the next Siman. So it's a whole debate. Okay, well, we'll see. Anybody who's standing by a mace when it dies is chayav to tear Kriya. The meaning nowadays is not to do this. Right? So it seems like the meaning is not to do it. Doctors, as far as I know, don't do it either. Because what is this? When a person dies, that's like a sefer Torah that's burning. There's no somebody who's rake, who's empty in Klal Yisrael, who doesn't have at least some Torah mitzvah. So, even on a katan who just learned psukim, or even on a woman who doesn't learn Torah, you have to tear kriya. Even if this mace sometimes does averas just from desire, chayav the kriya alav, you have to tear kriya. But if you ruggle, but if he's rugged to averus, afilu rak to teyavin, even if he's just doing it out of desire, is a bechlala parshim midarkei tzibur. They're included in the people that separate from the derech of the tzibur. Shein kairin alav, then them we don't tear kriya on them. Kriya zu shalameis shein misavlin alav elish karmifnei shaim demishasatiyas neshama. And kriya that's not for relatives; it's just for somebody who happened to be by the death. Stagi mikriya muetis, all you have to do is tear a little bit, afilu minatzad, even on the side, or bashuli ha beged stagi, or on the bottom of the beged is enough. Right? Meaning you don't have to do it on the top. This is Diane Fisher, Zechariah Rachel, told my father, Zechariah Rachel, that when you tear kriya by the kaisel, you could tear kriya on the bottom of your shirt. You don't have to tear it at the top of the shirt. So a lot of people don't want to ruin their shirts,
But
which is
isn't
not
that
the
the
proper
point?
thing. What, to ruin the shirt?
Yeah, it's like
Oh,
don't
it's
get out of
Nogea to
it by
you. It's
being
Nogea to
a
you, Jesse, this
pansy
week.
and
No,
going
and
Erev
that.
Shabbos, so you don't have to.
No, that's true. But he's saying here that there is such a thing as a kriya on the bottom of the shirt. So Diane Fisher told my father you could do that. I had never heard that from anybody else. But this is the source for tearing on the bottom. Fine, Zion. Matzim and Enov shel Meis. You close the eyes of the Meis. Umi sheyesh lebanim. Somebody who has kids, Yaseh Zois benoi. His son should close his eyes. You can ask parents for Meisah with my father, with this, with me. Yosef did it. Yesh bechor, Yasehu. And if there's a bechor, then the bechor should do it. When they take him off the bed to lay him on the ground, we have to make sure that he's covered. Because don't you think, okay, maybe he's not embarrassed because he's dead, so we don't have to make sure he's dressed. No. You have to have the same amount of sneeze and death when you're alive. Task minig lishma kolamayim shuvim. Anything in the neighborhood of the mace, the minig is to pour it out. Dainu gimel batim, meaning that house and two other houses. Right? Even if a child dies within 30 days of birth, if somebody's so young, you still pour out the water, but Shabbos, you don't have to do it. It says he doesn't, you don't have to do it. Yud. A lot of these things are, I mean, most of it is all Kabbalah. So it's very difficult to know, to understand everything that we're saying here. So somebody's being the shaman on the mace. Afilo she'ena mace. So even if it's not his relative. Potter from all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Meaning the mitzvahs says. You're not allowed to eat in the room that the mace is there, unless it's with the mechitza. Even if it's a temporary eating, even eating fruit and drinking water, it's also. You have to warn the shomerim about this.
What if it's
What? Yeah, but gam also.
a guy?
No, I don't think we're going to care about this for goyim, as far as I know. The gam also levarach shom eizah bracha. You're not allowed to make a bracha there either. And we're going to see more of this later on because you don't want to be making brachas in front of a mace because of loyeg l'rosh. You're going to make him jealous, etc., etc. Okay, we'll stop over there. And everybody should have a fine night, and nobody should ever need any of these halachas. All right. Have a good Shabbos also.